This is a selective reading of the Wikipedia article Subterranean Homesick Blues, based on the article version at 1429, 2nd of January, 2008. Subterranean Homesick Blues is a song written by Bob Dylan, originally released on the album Bringing It All Back Home in March 1965. The following month, it was issued as a single, becoming his first Top 40 Billboard Hot 100 hit and going to Top 10 in the UK. It was subsequently re-released on numerous compilations, such as Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits, 1967. One of Dylan's first electric pieces, Subterranean Homesick Blues, was also notable for its innovative film clip, which first appeared in D.A. Pennebaker's documentary Don't Look Back. References and allusions. Quotation: Subterranean Homesick Blues was, in fact, an extraordinary three-way amalgam of Jack Kerouac, the Woody Guthrie Pete Singer song, Taking It Easy, quote, Mom was in the kitchen preparing to eat, Sis was in the pantry looking for some yeast, and the riffed-up rock and roll poetry of Chuck Berry's Too Much Monkey Business, end quotation. While Dylan was not a member of the original beat circles in the 1950s, Jack Kerouac's The Subterraneans, a novel published in 1958 about the Beats, has been cited as a possible inspiration for the song's title. Stretching further back, the title alludes to Notes from Underground, a novel by Fyodor Dostoevsky, whose works were popular with beat writers such as Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg. The song's first line is a reference to the production of LSD and the politics of the era. Quote, Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine, I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The song also depicts some of the growing conflicts between straight or square 40-hour workers and the emerging 1960s counterculture. The widespread use of recreational drugs and turmoil surrounding the Vietnam War were both starting to take hold of the nation, and Dylan's hyperkinetic lyrics were dense with up-to-the-minute allusions to important emerging elements in the 1960s youth culture. According to rock journalist Andy Gill, quote, an entire generation recognized the zeitgeist in the verbal whirlwind of Subterranean Homesick Blues. The song also throws up a number of references to the struggles surrounding the American Civil Rights Movement. Quote, better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose, end quote. In spite of the political nature of the lyrics, the song went on to become the first Top 40 hit for Dylan in the United States. Influence. Reader's note, this section has quite a bit of trivia. I'm going to be skimming over some of it. Listed by Rolling Stone magazine as the 332nd greatest song of all time, Subterranean Homesick Blues has influenced many groups and individuals. Most famously, the song's lyrics were cited as inspiration by the American radical left group The Weathermen, a breakaway group from the Students for a Democratic Society. The group took its name for the line, "You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows." Alanis Morissette performed the song, as well as Blowin' in the Wind, for a Bob Dylan tribute at the UK Hall of Fame in 2005. The second episode of Law & Order's premiere season was called Subterranean Homeboy Blues. Influential Memphis indie band The Grifters released a B-side in 1996, titled Subterranean Death Ride Blues. It was re-recorded with a vocalist side project, Those Bastard Souls, as Subterranean Death Ride Blues Part 2. Promotional film clip. In addition to the song's influence on music, the song was used in what became one of the first modern promotional film clips, the forerunner of what later became known as the music video. Although Rolling Stone lists it as the 7th on its list of 100 top music videos, the original clip was actually an opening segment of D.A. Pennebaker's film Don't Look Back, a documentary on Bob Dylan's first tour of England in 1965. In the film, Dylan, who came up with the idea, holds up cue cards for the audience with selected words and phrases from the lyrics. The cue cards were written by Dylan himself, Donovan, Allen Ginsberg, and Bob Neuwirth. While staring at the camera, he flips the cards as the song plays. There are intentional misspellings and puns throughout the clip. For instance, when the song's lyrics say $11 bills, the poster says $20. The clip was shot in an alley behind the Savoy Hotel in London, where poet Ginsberg and Newirth made a cameo in the background. For use as a trailer, the following text was superimposed at the end of the clip while Dylan and Ginsberg are exiting the frame. Quote, "Surfacing here soon, Bob Dylan, in Don't Look Now by D.A. Pennebaker." End of article text.